Welcome to Time with Abba, the Fleshing Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 25th, Wednesday, 2019, day 267. Today's topic, willing to become a prisoner for Jesus, not a prisoner by electronics. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 106, verses 24 to 31, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11 to chapter 48, verse 11, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4. Today's main passage, that's from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Paul said, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is willing to become a prisoner for Jesus, not a prisoner by electronics. Paul was willing to become a prisoner for Jesus, but there are more and more people on earth willing to become prisoners by electronics. What a waste. Well, today I put it in my blog for very contrasting pictures. Actually, it's eight. In four situations. I do hope that if you are listening to my blog, especially today, you need to go to my blog to take a look at those four sets of pictures so that you know today's main message. Let us pray. Dear Abba, Father, help us to be willing to become a prisoner for Jesus, but not a prisoner by electronics. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be willing to become a prisoner for Jesus, but not a prisoner by electronics? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.